Ave Maria. Good evening to all our listeners of Radio Immaculata, and welcome to this hour dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Interestingly, today I am speaking from the presbytery of the beautiful parish church of the Sacred Heart in Bournemouth, because later on this evening at 7 o'clock, I will be celebrating Holy Mass for a group of parishioners here in Bournemouth. So, as we begin this hour of meditation and reflection on the Sacred Heart of Jesus, let us ask the Sacred Heart of Jesus to inflame our hearts with His divine love. I hope you all had a lovely New Year celebration. January 1st was the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, and the whole church celebrated this great mystery with immense gratitude towards the Mother of God, who gave her consent to give birth to the only Son of God, sent to redeem us from our sins. And liturgically speaking, it is still strictly the season of Christmas, because until January 6th, Solemnity of the Epiphany, the whole church still continues to celebrate the great mystery of the Incarnation. From January 6th onwards, we will have the second half of Christmas season, the season of Epiphany. So, first of all, before beginning our reflections, I would like us to listen to this two tracks, beautiful songs. The first is a beautiful arrangement of the hymn, The Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy, by Colin Douglas. Special thanks to Mr. Colin Douglas, who gave us his permission to play this music on our radio. The second song which we'll be playing is titled The 12 Days of Christmas, sung by the Chipmunks. Sit down and sit back and let us listen to this music.
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy.
Oh yes,
the Virgin Mary had a baby boy.
Oh yes,
the Virgin Mary had a baby boy. And they say that his name was Jesus.
Oh, he come down.
He come from the glory.
Oh, he come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom. He come from the glory.
Oh, he come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom. Oh, yes, believer. Oh, yes, believer. He come from the glory.
Oh, he come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom. The angels sang when the baby was born.
Oh, yes,
the angels sang when the baby was born.
Oh, yes,
the angels sang when the baby was born and proclaimed him the Savior Jesus.
Oh, he come down.
He come from the glory.
Oh, he come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom. He come from the glory.
Oh, he come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom. Oh, yes, believer. Oh, yes, believer. He come from the glory.
Oh, he come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom. The wise men saw where the baby was born.
Oh, yes,
the wise men saw where the baby was born.
Oh, yes,
the wise men saw where the baby was born. And they say that his name was Jesus.
Oh, he come down.
He come from the glory.
Oh, he come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom. He come from the glory.
Oh, he come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom. Oh, yes, believer. Oh, yes, believer. He come from the glory.
Oh, he come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom. He come from the glory.
Oh, he come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom. He come from the glory.
Oh, he come down.
He come from the glorious, 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 glorious kingdom.
Christmas my true love sent to me, a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas my true love sent to me,
two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas my true love sent to me,
three French hens, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas my true love sent to me, fifth day of Christmas my true love sent to me,
five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas my true love sent to me, the seventh day of Christmas my true love sent to me,
seven swans are swimming, six geese are laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas my true love sent to me, sent to me,
nine ladies dancing, eight maids are milking, seven swans are swimming, I'm getting tired, Dave, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas my true love sent to me, sent to me,
12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords are leaving, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids are milking, 7 swans are swimming, 6 geese are laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear
tree. How did you spend your New Year Eve? We the friars at Gosport spent the night praying in the church, and while praying the rosary, the New Year was ushered in. One of the friars observed that the New Year began at the very moment we were saying the prayer, O Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell, and lead our souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. A wonderful way to begin this new year of 2017. with the very prayer Our Lady taught to the three children at Fatima in 1917, 100 years ago. This year marks the centenary of the apparitions at Fatima. And seriously speaking, there are a lot of expectations among Catholics and followers of the message of Fatima. Though in this issue, my personal observation is that a lot of emphasis have been placed on what I would call the sensational aspect of Fatima. Many people tend to get carried away by the possibility of a future occurrence of something catastrophic or apocalyptic. At Fatima, Our Lady spoke of a period of persecution of the church and of persecution within the church. She also spoke of world turmoil and the need to pray for peace. She spoke about a general loss of faith among Christians. This we can derive from the words of Our Lady herself when she said that the faith would be conserved in Portugal. Why would Our Lady mention this, if not as an allusion to the fact that elsewhere in the world there would be a general and widespread apostasy from the faith? Our Lady mentioned Russia and the spread of communist errors, which would generate persecutions of the church. Reading the message of Fatima, we are struck by this sensational aspect of Fatima. All our Fatima devotions and talks are usually centered on this aspect and the need to pray for world peace and peace within the church. And this is something good and okay, because Our Lady requested the consecration and the communion of reparation as a means of obtaining peace in the world and the conversion of sinners. But we shouldn't forget the spiritual aspect of Fatima. Many of those who try to live the message of Fatima are surely aware that one of the requests the Blessed Virgin Mary made at Fatima was that devotion to the Immaculate Heart be established in the world. And this wasn't just a request of Our Lady, but a request that came from God Himself. On the 13th of June 1917, the year of the apparitions at Fatima, Lucy, one of the three children, made a request. She said, "I would like to ask you to take us to heaven." And Our Lady replied, "Yes, I will take Jacinta and Francisco soon, but you are to stay here some time longer. Jesus wishes to make use of you to make me known and loved. He wants to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. To whoever embraces this devotion, I promise salvation. These souls shall be dear to God as flowers placed by me to adorn His throne." Lucy, at these words, remained very sad. And she said, "Am I to stay here alone?" And Our Lady consoled her. "No, my daughter, do you suffer a great deal? Do not lose heart. I will never forsake you. My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the way that will lead you to God." Lucy narrates that as Our Lady spoke these last words, she opened her hands for the second time. In front of the palm of Our Lady's right hand was a heart encircled by thorns which pierced it. And Lucy refers that the children understood that this was the Immaculate Heart of Mary, outraged by the sins of humanity and seeking reparation. Fatima is more than